is the Lady Page Patriots are going to be hosting the Lady Cougars from Dickson County. Number one against number two. A seed is on the line. The Lady Patriots taste defeat only once this year, and that was in Dickson County by the total of 2 points. Garth, glad you have on the call tonight. Good to see you, my big boy.
Yes, sir, and here we go.
Tip-off is controlled by the Lady Patriots in all white tonight with blue and red rim. Very patriotic, being the Patriots. The Lady Cougars, inside pass. Nice inside look to Wilson, and the Patriots on the board at the 7:45 mark, and the Patriots come out with a full-court press, and right now, Dixon County just initially have a little trouble getting the ball even in bounds.
Only right off the bat, we see a starting lineup change from the other night. Abby Gobbles back in the starting lineup.
She is.
So I would say that's for defensive purposes, since they're pressing right off bat.
Well said, well picked up. Yeah, Abby Gobble is opposed to
and a
Cochran,
turnover.
And Mackenzie Cochran is not starting. And there's a turnover, a rare turnover by the Lady Cougars. Reagan Irvine, we've been watching her play, seems like forever. Very talented. I think she's a senior this year. Does it show on the line?
She is.
She is a senior. There's only two seniors on that team, one of them being Ryan Roberts. Here comes Faith Wilkins on the drive, kicks it back, 3-point on the way, and by her little sister nails it.
Wilkins to Wilkins.
Faith to Lily. 5-0 is our score. Lady Patriots come out hot at the 7-minute mark. Lady Cougars are in navy blue and Clemson orange. And right now, the Lady Patriots are playing tenacious defense. Shot on the way. Wow. Downtown. Ryan Roberts nails it from three. 5-3 is our score.
Stormy, that's a classic thing where you, on the defensive tip, don't ever tip it back into the offense player. She knocked down a three. She should have just ate it.
Exactly. Here come the Lady Patriots. Lily Wilkins drives in the paint, goes up left-handed. She just fouled it. Didn't call. Here comes rebounds. Across the timeline is number 24 for the Lady Cougars. That's K.K. Curtis. Been watching her play a couple years. Excellent ball player. Good defensive player. Shot on the way again from the wing. Dixon County no good. Wilson tips it out. Ball's live. Rebound. Faith Wilkins in the paint. Grabs one. Here comes the Lady Patriots. Across the timeline. Faith to Lily. Give a go to Abby Gobble. Off the glass. No good. Foul's called. Wilson's going to draw the foul. And if anything right now, they've got 33 as a foul on the Lady Cougars. That would be Hannah Ingram. And she is tall, and she's going to only one out there physically can match up with Wilson. Not size-wise, but speed-wise and height-wise. Delaney Doe, the drive. Kissed it off the left glass. Patriots back up in front. 7-3 at the 5:45 mark. Early in the first quarter here from Rutherville. Appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. And a nice defense stop by the Lady Patriots. So they come on and steal. Delaney Doe's got numbers.
Oh, great.
What a great pass. Across court to Lily Wilkins, and she scores 9-3. Timeout on the floor, 5:28. We're going to take 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Stroud's Barbecue. He hadn't had dinner yet. He's got that look in his eye. We had Stroud's last night. Coach's Corner. New menu item. Hard shell tacos.
Sometimes I don't like you very much.
I'm telling Garth, you should have seen all the succulent barbecue in it. Extra cheese. Man, it was good. Well, we're back in action, and the Lady Patriots have picked a pocket. Again, another turnover. That's 4 turnovers in 6 possessions for the Lady Cougars. Foul's called on the floor. Number 3, that's Ryan Roberts.
Picked up right where we left off.
Man.
Playing aggressive.
Coach Ron Brock has his Lady Patriots playing at a high level, DEFCON 1 on defense.
We didn't see them pressing like this against Franklin the other night, and this press is impressive.
Not until the fourth quarter.
Look at that pass.
Backdoor cut to Wilkins. Gobble for three. Final. They're in Fuego tonight. 12-3 is our score. 5-minute mark. Dixon County comes out and waits. Wait a minute. We drove 75 miles for this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Get across the timeline to Roberts.
Gobble's not known for shooting, but she sure knocks that down.
She sure is. She's a defensive specialist. Good inside pass. Ingram spin. Good move. Can't get it to go. Rebound Wilson. Quickly out. The nose. Down the right wing in front of us. Down the left wing. Lily Wilkins drives off the foot of the
her
defender.
Foot.
That's off her foot. She went, oh, man.
Here comes Cochran in, the freshman.
Her dad spoke to me before the ball game. I appreciate him coming to speak. I said, I know you're very proud of your daughter. She's just a freshman. And Mackenzie hit that game winner of the night, if I do recall.
She's an impressive young lady to just be a freshman. She plays with a lot of poise.
That's right. Here come the Cougars trailing 12-3. Early deficit. Johnson. Balls down the right wing, looking for an inside pass. Almost stolen again. Driving in the paint as Pervine kicks out. It's stolen. Here come the Patriots. They got numbers.
Should have taken that one on.
Yeah, my bad. Delaney Noel on the turnover at the 409 mark. They're cleaning up here so far tonight.
Pates dropped back into a zone there just a second ago.
Well, they're going to throw some different defenses at the Lady Cougars tonight. And, wow, look at this. Look at the sister act here on defense.
Well, those two sisters are going hard at it after they on defense, I tell you the truth.
Don't you know they could go to the park and pick up some ball games, too, on where some people.
Well, I'm going to let our listeners know they need to pay attention to Faith Wilkin at Trevecca next year. That young lady's going to help Trevecca tremendously.
That's right. That is so right.
And I smell something burning.
Yeah, the popcorn held too much time in the oven. All right, shots on the way, rebound.
Oh, don't drop. That was a freshman mistake right there. She dropped that ball down and allowed the defense to tie her up.
And got a jump ball. Helping out the defense was Olivia Reinhardt. She is a junior for the Lady Cougars. Garth, they had those aromatic burgers right here early, I'm telling you.
The what?
Those aromatic burgers, the ones you walk in the parking lot and you start salivating here at Faith.
Well, I had Chick-fil-A the other night, but I might go for the burger tonight.
Wilson's going to foul on the dribble drive inside for the Lady Cougars. Shout out to Johnny Hunley tonight. He and his granddaughter Michelle are listening on WAKM. Also, Lieutenant Dan, better known as David Hughes, is listening.
Franklin has the night off tonight.
Much needed night off. That shot is good. Number 21, Olivia Reinhardt, gets her first basket of the night. Our score is 12-4 at 3:43 mark. Second one is good. Boy, that's laser shooting right there. Rebels need a night off. A few dings and bruises, and a little extra time will heal them up, get them ready for the stretch run. Here come the Patriots out front. Delaney Noe down the right wing. She is hounded out front. Going to get a 5-second call.
Picked her dribble up, and that wasn't a smart move.
Wilson had it almost pocket pick. Give it to Lily Wilson. And good. Lily Wilkins on the drive. That young lady is a freshman, and she plays with the acumen of a senior.
She made a cut, and Olivia Wilson did a tremendous job of seeing that cut and just shooting a laser pass to her. But unfortunately, Wilson just picks up her second foul, and she's going to have to come out of the game.
That's right. One who Ron's going to send in on her.
She's got two players down in front of us here.
On her stead to the line is Ryan Roberts. Ryan Roberts is going to go to Freed Hardeman, if my memory serves me correct.
This is Olivia Heyman going into the game. We didn't see her play the other night.
Nope. She's a senior, plays in the post position. And, boy, I tell you what, Ryan Roberts, been watching her since she's a freshman.
And just say she's going storming?
Freed Hardeman.
They're going to get him a good one.
Well, I'm telling you, she plays. She's got that chip on her shoulder, plays under control, under poise at all time. It's fun to watch. Here's Delaney Noe in the paint, drives it inside. Faith Wilkins goes up.
She got fouled.
And they don't call it, but she scores.
Still puts it in.
And right now, you know, it's funny, our listeners ask questions. Michelle Paul said, how'd you know we were listening? And I said, well, I have ESPN. I already know these things. Here come the Cougars. They're trailing 16-7 at the 2:30 mark.
You have ESPN? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm waiting how long it'll take you to catch that.
Sometimes I wonder about you.
You and about 1,000 other people. Here come the Cougars. Good ball movement out front. Inside. Ball's loose. And it goes out of bounds. Turnover. Cougars not the usual Chris self tonight.
No, and, hats off to the Page Lady Patriots. Their defense has been tremendous.
Here comes Delaney Noe behind the back dribble across the timeline with really no trouble at all. She's got
good
she's
pass.
Katie Roberts.
Oh,
couldn't get that one to go. Wilkins had to give and go. Couldn't buy it. Here come the Cougars across the timeline trying to break the deficit. They're down 9 at the 1:56 mark. Good spin move. Goes up and off the glass and scores. Nice inside pass.
No stormy.
Reagan Pervine on the basket.
Michelle Paulk and Johnny Hunley could bring us some steak out here to Rutterville tonight since we know they're in enjoying steak while we're on the air.
You know, the problem is, we know Johnny. That steak would never get past Arnold.
Well, then
Arnold
we're going to have to entrust that Michelle will take care of us.
Well, she'd be a culprit, too. She'd eat, you know, they'd eat most of it. We never see that steak. We'll have to get them on a rain check. Patriots inbound under their own basket out front. Up front, 16-9, 7-point differential. Shot from the corners on the way. Good. Cochran downtown, 19-9, up 10.
The future for the Page Lady Patriot is going to be a good one.
Shining bright. Here come the Cougars, undeterred across the timeline. Thought about the three from the right corner. Pulled it back smartly. Way out front is Roberts. Enjoyed watching her play for many a year. All the Winston County teams know she's been a thorn thorn in their flesh, but she can play, she can shoot, and back rim, she can score. That one did.
Uh-oh.
Players hit the floor, saved by Lily Wilkins. Here comes Abby Gobble across the timeline. Smartly backs it out to reset. Very smart move. Poised. We're at 50 seconds. Coach Ron Brock said, good move. Set it up, but let's run a play. Kenzie Cochran up front. She gets to Lily Wilkins. Back to her sister Faith for three. Back rim, no good. Gets her own rebound. Fight for it. Gonna control the clock. Get that. Takes a three. Launches it. Front rim. Here come the Cougars.
Oh.
And two, three, four players hit the floor. I think Abby Gobble's going to pick up the foul.
She did, but I tell you what, Lily Wilkin was all over that basketball. The ball sort of slid away, and Abby Gobble went, sort of dove in under the offensive player and picked up the foul. Just kind a hustle foul.
Kind of submarined her there a little bit.
She did.
Well,
she didn't mean to.
Nope. Counts anyway. 25 seconds left, first quarter action. Cougars got the ball. They're going from right to left on your radio dial. And the defense right now for the Lady Cougar, for the Lady Patriots has been really tenacious. Robert, it's good. Boy, she can play. Beautiful shot. Ryan Roberts, soft loader with 7 seconds. Five,
gotta
four,
go.
Three, two, one. Ball's blocked. No foul. And that's going to be the end of one. Our score, the Lady Patriots, 19. The Lady Cougars, 11. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports here on AM.
Well, young man, I hope you've learned a lesson. No more batting ball this close to my house.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're paying for my picture window that Lewis Glass had to replace.
Yes, ma'am.
Those Lewis Glass folks were very nice, Sonny Boy. And speaking of that,
yes, ma'am.
You're going to mow my grass this summer to pay for that replacement glass from Lewis Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
By the way, son, how old are you anyway?
I'm 46.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court in Franklin. Call 615-790-1977.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
For tonight, Studio A, she's pushing the buttons, keeping us in line, and what a tough duty that can be. But our score after one here in Rutterville, Lady Patriots up 19-11. Big crowd here tonight. We knew it would be. It's a cold, blustery night here in Middle Tennessee. Snow expected next week, Garth. We'll see
how
that plays.
Like don't talk like that.
We'll see how that plays out. Shot from the wing, no good. Rebound. Lady Cougars quickly across the timeline. Inside Roberts, and she calls for walking. Good defense that time. Looked up, had a player in her face, and Olivia Heyman said, get some of this.
Giving great quality minutes right now.
That's right. 19-11 is our score. The page starts out. And by the way, we'll have nice inside look up to Heyman. Lily Wilkins being unselfish, drives in, catches her post player in the paint. Kissed it softly and scored at the 7:30 mark. 10-point differential, 21-11. Page's only loss this year. Oh, nice try by Roberts as she drives through, slices that defense like a hot knife through cold butter.
That could be on Delaney, no, or in LaRich, no. That's on Heyman. That's her first.
The Lady Patriots have lost one game all year.
Impressive.
To Dixon County.
Yep.
At Dixon County.
With knowing Ronnie, I'll guarantee you, after that game, he circled this game on the calendar and said, all right, young ladies, we don't need to let this happen again.
That's right. Striking from position, and Roberts makes them both. Boy, Garth, that girl plays with such, and she just looks so comfortable. It looks like it's no effort at all. Never misses a free throw, rarely, and just great defense. Fun to watch. Creed Hartman's going to get a great little ball player next year.
Well, she puts a lot of time in the gym. You can tell that.
Wilkins to Wilkins. Lily for three.
There's another young lady that puts a lot of time in the gym.
Man, senior to freshman. We asked Lily, what annoys you most about your older sister? We had to take a mic away from her after 3 minutes. It was kind of funny. But it's good having them at Stroud's about 3 weeks ago. Here come the Cougars. Trying to get the ball open. Man opens in the corner. Shot. Back rim. No good. Rebound. Fall for Lady Patriots. Pull it out of there. Wilkins. No. She'll take it. Kicks it back out. Shot him away from no.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the lady, no. N-O-E-Y-E-S for three. 27-13. 14-point differential. And the Lady Patriots, Garth, if they continue to play like this, I'm not going to jinx them. We may be going to Rutherford County while they're playing March.
Foul.
Didn't call it. Here comes Wilkins on the rebounds. They got numbers. Three on two.
Goes up.
Oh, they didn't call it. Goes back up. Rebound no good. Nice defense that time by the Lady Cougars. Got back. Broke a fast breakup and stopped a couple short shots. Here comes Roberts across the timeline. Quickly drive in and hand the ball slap. And they call double dribble. Cochran checking back in.
Well, I tell you what, I still can't say enough of the minute that Olivia Hayman has given the Page Lady Patriots up after us not seeing her play the other night at all. She knows it's me. A rare turnover. Delaney Noe with a rare turnover. Enjoyed visiting her dad for the ball game. He's the boys' coach, and he was real proud of his Patriots where they played Franklin the night. He said, "I rarely come away with a moral victory, but when you play Franklin to overtime, you've done something." Here come the Lady Cougars down 27-13. Ball's inside. Nice move. Wow.
Pervine.
Told me another young lady that didn't play the other night. Kayla Whitehead has checked in for the Lady Patriots.
Getting some good playing time. Shot away from Cochran. She's 2 for 2 from downtown. She shot that from downtown Rudderville. They doubled up the Cougars 30-15 at the 4:50 mark. Second quarter action. And she did double dribble. She walked. Faith Wilkins coming back in. She gets Abby Gobble a breather. Abby Gobble and her defensive prowess tonight has been duly noted and highly recognized.
Told me this lady Cougars team from Dixon takes a whole different dimension without the young lady that went to Lipscomb. What was her name?
Lily Carter.
Sally
McKay.
Big post player.
Yeah.
What was her name?
All of those played college ball.
They did. Gosh, I can't think of her name, but she was such a dominating player in the post.
It'll come to me. Too many players of too many years. Here comes Wilkins on the drive. She's losing control. She lost control of it at the top of the three-point line. Dribbled through traffic and proceeded to dribble out of bounds. She's rolled her eyes. She gave you that typical 17-year-old daughter giving you rolled eyes look. That was kind of funny. 13-15 is our score. The Lady Patriots have played superb in this first half. Ball thrown inside, trying to get to the inside post. Baseline cut back out front. And the defense for the Patriots has just been...
They're rotating extremely well on the matchup zone.
They're giving Dixon County fits.
They really are.
Ball's out front, dribbled in, and they're going to call. Whistle's going to blow. Foul's going to be called.
I believe that's on Lily Wilkins.
That'll be her first
or second.
Her first. And as much as she's around the ball, that's amazing.
She's like a ball hawk.
She's slapping at it, coming at you from 14 angles. You go, wait a minute.
Don't put that ball down against her because it's going to get slapped out of your hand.
She will pick your pocket. Good ball movement. Lady Cougars drive.
She walked.
How many steps take? About 6.
That was the ref's call from up top, and he never even blew his whistle, never even looked at it.
Nope, didn't. That's Olivia Reinhart on the turnover. 3:50 mark. Here comes Mackenzie Cochran across the timeline. Excellent ball handling, Garza. She's just a freshman. Oh, give and go, Heyman to Cochran. Cochran's got 8. What a freshman.
We've got a couple of Franklin young men coming in the door. Ashari Hainsworth over there coming to watch the Page Patriots play tonight.
That's smart. We're going to come watch the Dixon County, too. Good ball movement. Shot over the corner is good from the downtown. Looks like Reagan Pervine.
Yes, sir.
13 of the night against Ravenwood in a big victory. Delaney Noe back out to Wilkins for 3. God, I mean, set her feet.
I was impressive how she caught that ball and got her feet set and knocked it down.
What a quick release. 35-17. What an effort so far by the Patriots. They got to keep the foot on the pedal.
Another
steal. Here they come. They got numbers. Delaney Noe down the left wing.
Good Lord.
What a stop. What a pass. What a basket. Wilkins on the conversion at the 2:40 mark. Up 20. Woo-wee.
Delaney Noe just put on a move.
Fake me out.
College coaches would just unbelievably be salivating to see their players make that kind of move.
Another turnover right now for Reinhart for the Cougars. It's not the best first half I've ever seen them play, but it may be the best first half of basketball I've seen in women's basketball in 5 years. Fouls called. Whistle blows.
Called that on Delaney Noe. I didn't see that, but
clearing out. Yes, she leaves that left hand. She didn't argue.
That referee, I'm going to give him kudos. He's done a good job thus far. I mean, she extended the arm a little bit.
Yep.
He's done a good job.
Like that. Inside pass to Reinhart.
Ooh.
Goes up. Guess what? Faith Wilkins rejects it. The Lady Noe thought about the 3. Drives in the paint. Off the glass. Good position. Good rebounds that time. Roberts. Here they come.
Another
quickly.
Steal.
And guess who gets a steal? Faith Wilkins playing both ends of the floor. Ryan Roberts, nice save. One-legged stop right in front of our equipment. We appreciate her stopping. Shot on the way from Pervine. Good. Pervine nailed.
That girl's a player.
The Pervines got, you must have four or five brothers and sisters. They've
got a brother that plays, I believe, for the boys team.
And an older sister that plays. It was always fun to watch. Delaney Noe across the timeline at the 30 mark. up 17, 37-20. Boy, Faith Wilkins is just so dominating to Heyman. And scores, dribble, drive, fake. This is it right. Scores, up 19.
That's Kayla White who hit for the layup there.
All you can say is that is picture perfect. Minute mark, second quarter. Lady Cougars kind of in shock. It's another steal. Cochran's got it. Throws it down smartly. Let's just get numbers. Takes top of the key, left wing. Abby Gobble, she drives in the paint.
Ooh.
And she had a backdoor give and go, and it gave and went.
Lily Wilkie coming in for sister Faith Wilkie. Stormy, we've watched a lot of basketball over the years. This Lady Patriot team is one of the funnest lady teams I've seen play.
They play with such effort, hustle. Shot on the way is good from the corner. Nice shot, and that's number 33. That's Hannah Ingraman. That's her first basket at the 29-second mark. Trailing 39-22. Rebound, Abby Gobble. Shot on the way, and here comes his stolen. Going the other way quickly is Robertson. She scored. That's Pervine. Or Katie Roberts, correction. 9 seconds, 39. Oh, in and out. Rebound goes back to the Cougars ball. Cougars made a little run here, Garth. It was 19, now it's down to 15.
Lady Patriots have just gotten into a little bit of a rush on the offensive end.
Whistle blows.
Clock didn't stop either.
The officials are going to converge. And let's see what happens. See what the official says.
He must have not started the clock a while ago, and the officials are saying by him letting it run, that's okay. I'm not sure. Not sure what happened, because that clock ran for several seconds after the dead ball.
Shots on the way. No good. Yeah, we had to kind of let that one play out. And Aaron Webb was kind of shaking her head going, we got to do some adjustment. Because at halftime, the Lady Cougars are trailing the Lady Patriots 39-24. 39 for Page, 24 for Dixon County.
Say that correct.
You
for
got
the
numbers.
Lady Cougars from Dixon County, Reagan Pervine with 10, Ryan Roberts with 9, Olivia Reinhart with 2, Katie Roberts with 2, Hannah Ingram with 2, Lady Cougars from Dixon, 24 at the half. For the Page Lady Patriots, led at the half by Lily Wilkin with 10, a freshman, Mackenzie Cochran, a freshman with 8, Faith Wilkin, 7, Abby Gobble with 3, Delaney Noel with 5, Kayla Whitehead with 2, Olivia Wilson with 2, Olivia Heyman with 2, 39 for the Lady Patriots from Rutterville, Page High School, 24 for the Dixon County Lady Cougars at the half.
We're going to have stats for you at halftime. Our statisticians just to our left. In the first quarter, by the way, Page shot 8 of 14 for 57%. Dixon County was 3 of 8 for 37%. So, a fast start. You know, and what did you tell our listeners what Ron Brock says about first, second, third, fourth quarter?
Well, typically, what he has told us is their strength is in the third and fourth quarters. They may be trailing the first quarter, maybe trailing the second quarter at half. Third quarter, they're going to trim that deficit. But in the fourth quarter, they're going to be strong, and they're going to come out with a win. And tonight, they came out full force, gas on the pedal.
Tidal wave.
And I mean, that defense, that is a true example of defense leading to offense.
Yes.
I hope that the statistician gives us how many turnovers that the Page Lady Patriots have created against
Double
County.
It'll be double digit.
It has to be. I mean, because, you know, that was a storm. That was a storm that just occurred that first half. And if the Lady Patriots keep this up in the second half, you've got Olivia Wilson, who will be coming back in fresh, had a long extended rest right there. I mean, kudos to Olivia Heyman and Kayla Whitehead, who we've not seen play the last game, come out tonight and give very good minutes.
That's impressive, because Whitehead is really, she's come off the bench and played. I don't see a drop-off. Heyman comes in off the bench. I don't see a drop-off. And when you get in the regional district tournament where you're playing back-to-back-to-back-to-back nights, you're going to need some help off the bench.
Well, the first thing that goes is their legs, exactly. But the strength of this Lady Patriots team is their guard play and the pressure that they're putting up on the, you know, up in the backcourt. All the front court has to do, which, you know, is standing there and make sure they're posting out and protecting the paint. And that's what they're doing.
Best of my count, right now, Ron is playing 8 deep.
And And typically what he told me a few weeks ago is that he's going to trim that down as he gets further into district play and closer to the tournament. Tonight, because of Olivia Wilson getting in foul trouble, that thrust Olivia Heyman and Kayla Whitehead into the lineup. And, you know, that just goes to show. And I'm going to tell you what that shows for me is the strength of how in practice they can go 5-on-5.
Right.
And work on things that give everybody the opportunity to be ready in situations like tonight.
That's a great point, because most teams, whether it's football, basketball, the scout teams, well, made up of guys like me going, okay, we're doing the best we can, but we don't have the talent. Well, you come out on the scout team and you could pull a Mackenzie Cochran, Olivia Wilson, Olivia Heyman, those three alone on the scout team, they could start for any other team in Williamson County.
Well, most definitely. And as you go down this lineup here of the Lady Patriots and you said, okay, let's go blue versus white.
Right.
So you want to say, okay, let's take Lily Wilkin.
Right.
And let's put Lily Wilkin on the blue team. Let's put Mackenzie Cochran on the blue team. You've got two freshmen right there with tenacity, play really hard, two very good guards. Then you want to say, let's take Delaney Noe, let's put her on the blue team, and let's put Faith Wilkin on the white team. And you just keep going down that line, and you can see the tenacity that's created in practice. I promise you, that would be as fun to watch as any game we'll see in Williamson County.
No doubt about it. Let's do this. Let's take quick 2 minutes. We've got stats in front of us. We're going to come back with stats. And Margaret, let's take two minutes here on Sports on AM 950, and we'll have second half action for you here in about 2 minutes. Y'all take care. This is Sports on AM.
Hey, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
Planning your financial future can sometimes be extremely challenging. I'm Gina King, Vice President and Senior Trust Officer at Franklin Synergy Bank. With your priorities as our guide, you and I together will be able to create personalized wealth transfer strategies that will allow you to maintain your current lifestyle or providing for your loved ones and, if you choose so, give back to this treasured historical community. Give me a call today at 615-499-5540 to schedule an appointment and let's review your future plans. I will be happy to meet with you at any of our 11 banking center locations across Williamson and Rutherford County. At Franklin Synergy, we understand the importance of your family, not just for today, but for generations to come. Give me a call today at 615-499-5540 to schedule an appointment and let's review your future plans.
Bowling. We're in Rutherville tonight. The Lady Page Patriots have come out like a house on fire with some hot shooting, a lot of good defensive prowess, good turnovers caused by the against the Dixon County Cougars. Garth has got the stats there. Our score is 39-24. Garth, give everybody the good news.
Well, the good news is the Lady Patriots came out blazing on fire, but the staggering statistic that the Lady Cougars don't like is 13 turnovers in the first half. 13 turnovers to 8 from the Lady Patriots. Another really great stat. 14 assists.
Wow.
By the Lady Patriots. 6 for Dixon County. The Lady Cougars from Dixon shot 100% from the free throw line. 6 for 6 in the first half. 50% overall from field goal percentage. 28% from 3-point range. The Lady Patriots, 59.3% overall from 3-point land, 63%. That right there is going to win some ball games. Another stat that I liked then on this was 6 steals to 2, Lady Patriots. The rebounding was fairly even. 10 for the Lady Patriots, 9 for the Dixon County Lady Cougars. Just, you know, really sound basketball game. First half for the Lady Patriots. I want to say a shout out to the Dixon County statistician for giving us these. These are awesome. We thank you so much.
He does a great job. We'll have him at the district tournament. And with all these great stats, Garth, it actually makes you and I look and sound more intelligent. And in my case, that's a stretch.
Hey, we can read something off the bottom line.
That's right. Appreciate that. Well, we've got 29 seconds before tip-off. Jam-packed gym here tonight. A few seats left, maybe. They're still saving seats for the pep band here. Not sure they're going to show up tonight. But Dixon County brought a big crowd tonight, as they always do. They travel well. Very faithful group.
They haven't gotten wound up tonight, though. Boy, they let the refs know when they don't like the call, though.
Well, let's just say, we heard things said last year at Franklin during the district tournament that would not usually be said at a deacon's meeting at church.
That is correct.
Well, we got 8 minutes to kick off right here. Third quarter action. Appreciate Margaret being on the board tonight. Studio A, she's pushing the button, keeping us in line. And that's a tough job, and I'm glad I'm on this end of the deal. Here come the Lady Cougars. They're going from left to right on your radio dial. Navy blue and Clemson orange uniforms. Orange numerals. Orange and blue shorts. Good backdoor pass cut. Got the look. And the basket. Hannah Ingram. That's her first start of the year, number 33. She's got 4. And the lead's been cut to 13 at the 7:30 mark. At one time, it was 19. Lady Patriots going from right to left, shot on the way. Back rim, no good.
Oh,
rebound. Here come the Lady Cougars across the timeline. There's Roberts down the right wing. Cross-court pass to her sister, who drives in the paint, kicks it back smartly down the right wing. Inside look to Ingram. Turn, give, go. Nice assist. Using the glass smartly is Hannah Ingram, and all of a sudden she's got 6, and the lead has dissipated from 19 to 11. Wilkins on the drive, rims it out. Rebound, no second chances.
Isn't the start that the Lady Patriots wanted right there. They're going right at Olivia Wilson, who has two fouls going straight at her the first two possessions.
Turnover this time by the Cougars. Across the timeline is Lily Wilkins, the heralded freshman. I tell you what, she plays with the poise of a senior. Drives down the left wing to look Delaney, no. Kicks it back to Faith Wilkins. For 3. Back rim, she's missed 5 shots in a row. Uncharacteristic.
A little strong.
Here come the Cougars. All of a sudden, they made an 8-point deficit. Good ball movement. Inside, tipped away. Wilson Martin on the defense that time for the Patriots. 6:16 mark, 39-28 to score. Timeout. Ron Brock didn't like what he's seeing. We're going to take a break. Take 30 seconds, Margaret. 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7000 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
Quarter action from Rutterville, Page 39, Dixon County 28. Dixon County's made a run, Garth. They've knocked off 8 points off the deficit. At one time, it was 19. We knew they'd make a run. They always do. Ingham's got it in the paint. Smartly down the wing to Roberts. Inside baseline pass. Shot, no good. Rebound. Cougars, another second chance. No rebounds being had by the Patriots. Another rebound. Rebound. Ingram for 3.
Back.
Wow, correction. That is number 11. That's Katie Roberts. Used the glass, and all of a sudden we're within 8, and Ron Brock is up. He's pacing. They were up 19. 11 straight points by the Dixon County Cougars.
When you give them enough looks, they're going to knock a shot down.
That's right.
Good pass.
Wow. Dribble drive. Wilkins looks right. Kicks it back left. Baseline drive. Basket's good.
They do it better than any team in this district.
Nice play.
Very unselfish. Very unselfish.
Good ball movement out front. Dixon County, they're trailing by 10. Got it on the left wing, and it's stolen by Wilkins. Here comes Wilkins. She's got numbers, got speed, got size. She's got a basket.
Got 12 is what she has.
Timeout on the court. Erin Webb did not like what she's seeing. She's gritting her teeth, asking questions at 4:53 mark. Garth, let's keep it here. Tell me what you're seeing so far in this third quarter.
Well, the Lady Cougars came out with a little bit of swagger this half that they didn't have early in the game. They knew what to expect from the defense. Good adjustment made by Coach Webb at half. halftime, and they came out and executed extremely well, and their shot percentage went way up because they were making good passes. And then they started attacking on the offensive boards and got the rebounds. The Lady Patriots have not been able to set up in the press or anything to create turnovers
right.
that time.
Because they didn't have any baskets.
Exactly. That time, Lily Wilkin was able to jump the passing lane, make the steal, go down for the layup. So look for the defense pick back up here. I'm surprised Ronnie called another timeout. I figured he'd come out and set up, you know, another press.
Well, my question, well, we'll get it next time, but my question is, how come Paige is not getting any rebounds? I mean, they've given no second, they got no second chances in the last 7 minutes of game.
I'll tell you why. It was four boxing out.
Okay, shot from Ingram off the back rim.
Like that right there.
And nice, wow. Give and go on the backdoor cut. Katie Roberts just corrected. Yeah, correction. That's not Roberts. Correction, my
21.
Bad. 21. That's Olivia Reinhart.
She has four.
She got four, and she gets the backdoor cut, gets the rebound, and ends up a 3-point play.
Delaney Noel had picked up her second foul, but that was a prime example right there.
Yep.
No boxing out. Reinhart went to the board.
Scored. He got a 3-point play within nine. Cochran way out front, and to know down the right wing, right in front of the Page crowd over there, Page student section. Lily Wilkins never seems to be in panic.
Got foul.
Didn't call. Back out front to Cochran down the left wing. Looking for Faith Wilkins, who's guarded by, oh, man, what a – and it's stolen. Rare turnover. Cochran turns it over. They got numbers. Irvine Smartley pulls it back out. Drives in the paint. Goes up. Driving down the left wing. Now they pull it back out. 3-point on the way from Roberts.
Ooh.
And out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Wilkins. She didn't like that. She said, I should have let it go. It's a 3:53 mark. 9-point differential. It was 19 at one time, just four half. Ron Brock is shouting instructions to his Lady Patriots.
Good steal.
And a beautiful jump pass that time. I see Lily Wilkins. Numbers. Wilkins, soft floater.
Oh, Faith.
Faith is cold. She has missed her last 12 shot. That's 12 possessions down, they have not scored.
Gateway player of the week last year. You got to take that ball to the hole.
Want to draw it charging, pulled up softly, but couldn't convert. Here come the Cougars looking inside for Ingram. She's trying to get, she's guarded very smartly by Wilson. Shot on the way. It's good. I tell you what, Olivia Reinhart came out this second half. Also, she got 6 points in the last two possessions alone. Fouls called on number 11. That'll be on Katie Roberts.
I'll tell you, the Lady Patriots have come out flat.
They have.
Just totally flat.
Well, they came out with such like a tsunami in the first two quarters, and you just wonder if they just got a little bit, you know, up at 19 at one time. 5 seconds called. Another turnover. And Ron Brock, he's not tan. He's just red-faced.
Oh, that's exactly right.
That white hair is accentuated by that red face. And he's about to rip that suit coat off, looking like he could be preaching down there. But he's preaching basketball tonight. With 3 minutes.
I tell you, he dresses nice for ball games than he does at church.
I heard that. Inside field.
Oh.
They steal it back. Dixon County. So Reinhart goes up, and Wilson she got away with a foul. They didn't call it. Here comes Faith Wilkins, 43-37.
Oh. That's a tough pass to make.
All right. In the last 4 minutes, Paige has only scored 4 points, guard. 4 points as opposed to 13. Wilkins on the drive. She's missed her 13th shot in a row.
She is struggling offensively tonight.
And the only points they've scored was on a defensive steal, both of them. Here comes Dixon County down the right wing. Inside Ingram off her foot, and it's going to be.
I believe he called that off of Dick County.
He did, off Ingram's foot. 2:28 to go, 43-37. Big crowd here tonight. Huge crowd.
It is a really good crowd. Dixon County, as you said earlier, travel really, really well.
They've always been faithful. They're a great, great fan.
Foul.
They're not calling it. They're letting them play over there. They foul her again, didn't call it. Abby Gobble way out front. Delaney Noel on the left wing drive goes in. And it's blocked by Ingram. Wanted it. Here comes the Cougars. Shot from the corner from Robert Short. Fight for the rebound. Left in the way. And draws a foul, Reinhart, and that's three on Wilson. Reinhart has come out like a house on fire in the second half. He is playing, I mean, as good as anybody on the floor tonight. Reinhart, one to the line, shooting two. First one, good.
A very good free throw shooter.
That's 9 points in this half alone. 43-38, Paige had a comfortable lead, too comfortable. 43-39 down from 19 to 4. And if you're Ron Brock, he's perspiring in that nice suit. He's in trouble now. Here comes Lily Wilkins back to Gobble for three. That's a long one. And the whistle blows. Foul called on Oh, it's Guidewire. My bad. Thanks.
I'm wondering if he's sitting back a little bit to just save the legs for the fourth quarter to go back into that full court press.
Maybe. Maybe. We're at the Matt Buck 30 mark, 43-39. And they're within two, 43-41. Coach Erin Webb smiling like a Cheshire cat over there. She's got her Cougars down from 19, down from two. 17-point differential. It's been a race. It's another steal. Here goes Roberts on the drive, and foul is called on Faith Wilkins. And there's a chance this ball game will be tied at the end of the third quarter. I would have never dreamed it.
There's a good chance that Dixon County is going to be in the lead at the end of this quarter, not just tied in.
You're
the
right.
Lead.
Delaney No checking back in. Ryan Roberts at the line. Good.
They have not missed a free throw tonight.
She is, do yourself a favor, if you're in the, if you live close to Jackson, Tennessee, Henderson, Tennessee area, go to Freed Harmon and go watch her play next year. She will be starting. Second one on the way. Good. I mean, laser perfect. We're tied at the 119 mark. And Garth, 8 minutes ago, there was a 19-point differential. Now we're tied. That's how quickly this game can change. Backdoor cut to Wilkins. It's good. She draws a foul. Reinhardt didn't like the call. Wilkins to the line for a 3-point play at the 107 mark. That's on the 6 points scored in this quarter. Eyeball in the bucket, going to the line. And good. 3-point play completed that one. Much needed. 46-43. Only 7 points this quarter for the Lady Patriots. We're at a minute. Roberts on the drive. Marley down the left wing. Get to the right wing. Cross court to the left wing. Irvine. Back rim. Ingram goes up. Block. Reinhardt gets the rebound. Reinhardt's got 12 this quarter alone. 46 mark, 46 seconds, 46-45. Backdoor cut to Wilson. She's got three fouls. It's on the walking. That pivot foot slid. We heard it squeak, saw it slide, and good call by the official. And you, Garth, you're right. Dixon County runs this last play, scores, they'll have the lead. That'll be incredible.
Better put your seatbelts on for the fourth quarter.
That's right. Ball's inside, stolen partly by Lily Wilkins.
Sister.
Wilkins, it's good. Lily Wilkins on the steal, on the basket, and the score. 21 seconds, 48-45. Lily Wilkins saving the bacon right here for the Lady Patriots. Stolen again by Cochran. Right, ball went out of bounds.
That's off Dixon County. 11.3 seconds left.
And Garth, as we like to say, great defense equates to good offense. Wilkins, 10 seconds, across the timeline. Cochran for three. Wide open.
Missed it.
Short. Ball's on the floor. Four
look
seconds.
Look out. Look out. Look out.
3-2-1. And its shot is not off. And after three, what a frenetic comeback. We got a barn burner on our hand. Page 48-45 over Dixon County. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950.
Since 1949, Puitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service has been serving the automotive repair needs of generations of Williamson Countyans. The expert mechanics at Puitt Brothers service all types of vehicles, from minor repairs to major problems. They specialize in brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, transmission repairs, oil changes, tune-ups, and maintenance. Puitt Brothers is a home-owned, family-operated business. 112 Alpha Drive, just off Columbia Avenue in Franklin.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
AM 950 WAKM Franklin. Available on the radio.net app.
Minutes left in this contest. Garth, Dixon County puts up 21 points in that third quarter. They're a 19-point lead. It's 48-45. Lady Patriots better get their faster seatbelts. We got a good one going here. Backdoor cut. Left wing. Wilkins. Good. The freshman is in Waco tonight.
That'll help.
51-45. Lily Wilkins. Cool as the other side of the pillow. Full court press been employed as we thought would be the fourth quarter. Garth, you're right. Saving their legs. Reinhardt for three. Good matches. Roberts goes up. Strong. Scores for Dixon County.
Weak side rebound will kill you every time.
4-point differential to 7:20 mark. Patriots, Lady Patriots have not boxed out at all since the beginning of the second quarter. Wilkins got it down the right wing in front of the cheering section. Wilson for three, step back rim, couldn't get it to go. Rebound Roberts. 4-point differential. Got a chance to get it within one. The 7-minute mark. Huge crowd here tonight. Has not been disappointed in this ball game. Both teams playing very well. Shot on the way. Back rim. No good. Rebound. Wilson's got three fouls. Smartly gets it to Lily Wilkins.
Look at this fast break.
Cochran up. Blocked.
He should have given it up.
What a beautiful play. Ryan Roberts behind the back. Blocked. The senior. And I'll tell you what. Beautiful pass to Reinhardt. Got 14 this half alone. Ingram on the beautiful backdoor cut pass. We're within two to 6:28 mark.
Well, the Lady Patriots are playing a 1-3-1, and the weak side is not sliding down. Take off the weak side rebounding. I don't understand it. I haven't seen the Lady Patriots playing a 1-3-1.
I haven't seen them get a rebound tonight.
I mean, I know Ronnie and I used to run a lot of 1-3-1, and I always enjoyed it, but I haven't seen it. But he's playing it right now.
Delaney No misses the first of two. She's shooting two on a shooting foul. She was 2 of 5 on the night from the free throw line. You got to make them in these tight contests. Oh, yes. Second one on the way. Missed them both.
Great offensive
Wilson
rebound.
Wilson gets a rebound. Ball stolen by Roberts again. They got numbers to Pervine. Goes up. We're tied. 6-minute mark. Pervine scores. And the Lady Cougars are playing like a house on fire.
Come on now.
We can hear y'all. We can hear y'all. All right, we can hear y'all studio. Shots from the corner inside the Wilkins.
It's a charge.
Wilson's charging.
Oh, he caught a block.
No, he didn't. He caught charging.
That's 4 on Olivia Wilson.
And the Pay fans don't like it.
Olivia Heyman comes back in the game for Olivia Wilson, who has 4 fouls.
Okay, 5:45 mark. We're tied at 51. Heyman is in for Wilson. That's 4 on her. Inside pass to Roberts. Rebound.
Oh, my goodness.
Reinhardt's in a great position. And they score, and all of a sudden, Dixon County has clawed their way back. 53-51. Trailing by 19 with 2 minutes to go at halftime. They're up. What a comeback. They didn't drive 75 miles for no reason. Pervine is called on the foul. 5:19 to go, 53-51. Dixon County in the lead. Here goes Wilkins on the drive. That was a prayer, and it was not answered. That was out of control, and Ronnie's not happy with his Patriots. Full court press being employed. And it's sealed by Wilkins. We got numbers 2-on-1. Cochran. She missed the layup. Good defense being employed by the Cougars. 4:55 mark. Drive in. Roberts can't get to go. Heyman on the rebound. Out to Cochran down the left wing. 4:45 to go.
Well, these girls can't keep this pace.
Neither can I.
I mean, they are backers and forwards.
Cochran way out front, the 4:30 mark. It's trailing by 2, 53-51. And the whistle blows, foul's called.
That's Olivia Reinhardt, second.
Hey, Margaret, can y'all turn down what's in the background studio? It's really bothering us on the broadcast. Can y'all turn that down? Thank you. 4:33 mark to go, 53-51. It's real distraction. Thank you for turning that down. Back to the cut. It's stolen by Dixon County. Chance to go up by 4. Foul's called on Cochran, but did walk after the fact. 4:25 to go. Dixon County has clawed their way back to a 53-51 lead. Taking it inbounds way out front. Drives in the paint, kicks smartly inside. Ball's
pick
loose.
The ball up.
Ball's on the floor. Cochran picks it up. Whistle should blow. It does not. And now they're calling a late foul.
It's either a jump ball or a walk.
Yeah, it was not a foul, and the official calls a foul on Paige, and that's on Lily Wilkins, and that's her second. I don't see that foul. 6 fouls called on Paige. Next one's in the bonus. Only 5 for Dixon County. Delaney No comes in for Abby Gobble. Only 12 points scored by the Patriots in the last quarter. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Fall for it. Rebound again.
Unbelievable.
What hustle. The Lady Patriots. Katie Roberts on the Cougars this time. Katie Roberts on the rebound down the left wing. Backs out to Roberts out front. 4-minute mark. Inside. Reinhardt goes up. It's blocked. Roberts on the rebound again.
Every loose ball is going Dick County's way.
Everyone in the last 16 minutes. 3:40 to go. K.K. Curtis is really doing a good job out there for Dixon County. Drives the wing. And the foul's going to be called on Wilson. That's her 5th.
Now,
Ingram's going to the line. That's 5. Ryan Brocks with his hands on his hip, and he
won't take her out till he has to.
He's not a happy camper. He's shaking his head, and we're waiting on his decision.
I'm surprised he just didn't go with the smaller lineup.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
The post player's not hurt. What's hurting you is the fact he's not boxing out, and he does go with the smaller lineup.
Goes with Abby Gobble. Yeah, they got more speed and defensive prowess in there at the 3:34 mark. 53-51.
The only offense they've had is from their defense, and they got to get back to that.
Ingram makes the first of free throws, up 3. Dixon County, man, hats off to them, clawing back. Trailing 19 at one time in the second quarter. Ryan Roberts checking back in for the Cougars. Ingram makes them both. First start of the year, Roberts is off the bench. He's just a sophomore, Garth. I'll tell you what, there's a bright future for that young lady at Dixon County, playing very, very well tonight.
We're going to see what the Lady Patriots do responding here late in the fourth quarter, down by four.
Down four to the 325 mark. How are they going to respond? They've lost once this year. That was Dixon County at Dixon County. This will be a backbreaker. They lose first place position. Wilkins in the paint, left-handed. Ooh! Pervine draws a foul at the 313 mark. Going to the line is a three on Pervine. Going to the line is Faith Wilkins. She was had a big first half. White the second half. High in the bucket. Missed it.
Holy cow, cold.
And she's cold as out that outside parking lot out there. Temperature dropping like a rock, 313 mark. Trailing four, you cannot give up a lead like this. Baby Seckland within three. Timeout, Ron Brock. We're going to take 30 seconds. This is Sports with AM 950.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
All right, good. Tell Jason I'm calling him at halftime. We're back at the 313 mark. Dixon County has come from the dead. They were down 19 in the second quarter. They were down 19. They have clawed the way back. They're up 55-52. And right now, the Page Patriots, the Lady Patriots, are going to full court press. They've got to find a way to stop Dixon County. Dixon County has played with great tenacity, great poise. And we can hear y'all again. And ball's inside.
3 seconds.
That's 3 seconds. Ingram, rebound. No good. Pace Wilkins, Margaret, we can still hear y'all talking, please. Under 2:45 mark, 55-52. Wilkins on the drive. It's the score of the freshman. It's keeping the Lady Patriots in this ball game at the 2:34 mark, 55-54. Cross court pass is thrown out of bounds. Rare turnover. That's only the second turnover in this second half for the Lady Cougars. They have played tremendous basketball. Delaney Noel across the timeline. Gets it to out front to Abby Gobble. She drives to the right. Wilkins for three. No good. Rebound. Robert quickly. Got numbers. He kissed it off the glass and scores. And right now, it's all Dixon County. 57-54. It's a 2-minute mark. Delaney Noel the drive, and she scores at the other end. Within two at the buck 55 mark. Wilkins almost has the steal. K.K. Curtis gets across the timeline. Baseline ball tipped out of bounds. Still Cougar ball at the 146 mark.
Man, what a game.
Woo!
That was a tough time to have an air ball.
Yes, it was. I had expected her to make it. I thought it was going in. But little did I know, Reinhardt had a big... She pushed off ahead and caught it. Wow, she cleared out and scored. And they're letting them play now all of a sudden. It's a 59-56 at a buck 30. Got 90 seconds left. Wilkins for three.
Ooh. It's good! The freshman from downtown Rutherville. We're tied at 59.
Here comes Dixon County across the timeline being pressed. Pervine drives to Wilkins, gets back to Ingram. Roberts, soft floater, no good. Rebound, good position. Faith Wilkins gets the rebound, draws the foul, and it's going to the line. And she's shooting a 1-1 at the 1-1-1 mark. How appropriate. Garth, we circled the game about a month ago, and we were right. 59-59. Faith Wilkins not having her best night in the second half. Needs these free throws. Eyeing the bucket very patiently.
Got it.
Took her time, drew a breath, nailed it. Up one, the official. Aaron Webb screaming timeout to our right. The officials got cotton in their ears. We're going to keep it here, Garth. 1 minute, 11 seconds up. Dixon County trailing by one. Faith Wilkins at the line, shooting second of two. Does it get any better than this?
No, and what you really like, then, is the fact that this moment, your senior, your leader is at the line. It's the front end of the 1-1. And you know what? This is just anybody's ball game right now. I mean, if Dixon County can break the pressure, they've got easy buckets down here because the Lady Patriots are overplaying every pass.
Right.
So if they break away and get the look, I mean they've got open shots, no doubt about that.
Well, we promised y'all a good one. By the way, next Tuesday night, if the SNOW doesn't come down, I didn't say the word. If the SNOW doesn't come down Tuesday, we're going to be at Franklin as Independence comes to town. The High Flying Eagles, girls and boys, take on the Rebels in Hardwood action.
Throw me a shout out to Tate Matthews, our sponsor of Matthews Team Sports Segment, listening tonight, and appreciate him listening. Appreciate his sponsorship.
Does a great job for us. Next shot is good. Wilkins goes the line. Faith goes the line, and she had great faith in that free throw. Made them both up to 61-59. We're at a minute to go. A nail biter, a manicurist delight right here in Rudderville, downtown Rudderville. We're under a minute, 58 seconds. Dixon County in need of a bucket. Patriots in need of a stop. Into Ingram, she's open, wide open. And the sophomores had a big night on her first start. And she scores. We're tied at 61 at the 45-second mark.
Textbook pick and roll right there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Drawn up by Coach Aaron Webb. Lily Wilkins out front. She's guarded by Katie Roberts. Down to Cochran at the 30-second mark. Abby Gobble's got it out front to Lily Wilkins. We're 25-second mark. We're tied at 61. Wilkins goes in. And she scores behind the back group. We're at 15-63-61. Patriots up. Purvine.
Oh,
there's Sterling Gabble. Abby Gobble seals it.
Swallow it.
Sweeney Nose got it. 8 seconds. She draws the foul. What a seal. Abby Gobble, the defensive specialist, picks her pocket.
Stormy, I'm going to go on record right now. There's no need for Terry Merrill to call me in the morning. I know who my player of the week is going to be if the Lady Patriots hold on to win right here.
Who will that be, Gar?
It's going to be Lily Wilkin. I'm going to tell you who it's going to be.
That's right.
That young lady right there is playing unbelievable.
See, my God, she's such a freshman.
To make that move behind the back, take it in against the post player and make that shot. Hey, that right there, that's my player of the week right there.
Thank
Terry Merrill, you can book it. That he's the player of the
week. I'm going to tell you, I was never a ball handler like that, but to think to go behind the back pass, dribbling in the paint as the clock ticking down, make that shot, that's a college move. You don't see that in high school. She's a freshman.
Well, you got one versus two, the biggest ball game that we've called this year on the ladies' side, and she's a freshman, and she has 24 points to lead the Lady Patriots. She's had, I don't know how many steals tonight, but I hope to get that. But I tell you what, I don't care what she did Tuesday night. She had a decent ball game, but tonight she is the player of the week.
She has
no doubt about
stripes.
That.
She's earned her stripes. All right, to the line is Delaney No. 6.6 seconds left. Up two. She needs to make both of these. Eye in the bucket. First one on the way.
Got it.
Good, good. One more is a nail in the coffin, but you got to make it. They still got a chance. Dixon County still has a chance for a 3-point play. No.
Yes.
N-O-E said Y-E-S. 4-point differential. Across the timeline.
She walked.
They don't call it. No good. And that's
ball
it.
Game.
What a comeback. Dixon County's got no reason to hang their heads. 65-61. The Page Patriots claw back. What a ball game. Garth, that's as good as it gets.
Oh, I tell you what. This is going to be a fun interview. Ron Brock in the boys game. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, he's going to be.
First of all, he's going to go in there a little bit aggravated.
Yeah.
Because of the letdown in the early part of the second half. He's got some more white hair on his head. A lot of respect between these two coaches and these two teams. Let's give a rundown real quick. What a dadgum ball game. The Lady Cougars. And I tell you what, I'd like to interview Lily Wilkin at some point, too, because that'd be a good interview, too. Anyway, for the Lady Cougars of Dixon County, led tonight by Olivia Reinhart with 20. Anna Ingram had 10. Reagan Purvine with 12. Ryan Roberts with 13. Katie Roberts with 7. I don't think I missed anyone. 61 points for the Lady Cougars from Dixon County. For the Lady Patriots from Page, led tonight, Lily Wilkin with 24 points. That's strong. Her sister, Faith Wilkin, had 13. Abby Gobble had 3. Delaney Noel had 9. Kayla Whitehead had 2. Mackenzie Cochran had 8. Olivia Wilson had 4, and Olivia Hateman had 2. The final from Rudderville, the Page Lady Patriots remain in first place and take a dominating position in first place over the Lady Cougars of Dixon County, who will remain in second place, 65-61.
What are the chances we see these two playing again in district and in regional?
Well, I think you can probably book it. I believe you can book it.
Can we get a setup like this at your place?
So this is as good as it gets, Stormy. I think we're going to see a really fun basketball game. I'm going to try to get Ron Brock for our math team sports halftime segment during the boys game. That'll be a fun interview. If I could catch Lily Wilkin or somebody coming out of the dressing room, I might be able to get them as well. But
our final score is 65-61. Terry Merrill's listening. I hope he's listening. Better be listening. 65-61. What a nail biter. Hey, let's do this. Margaret, let's go ahead and take. Garth needs to go get something to eat. Let's go ahead and take 4 minutes. We'll get some some stats here in a minute. I'll have all the stats for you. Let's take 4 minutes, Margaret. Also, I need to speak to Jason if you don't mind. So let's take 4 minutes, and we're going to take a quick break here on Sports on AM 950.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Cassie Jones, Director of Sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county. The Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine just work for your business.
I'm Carrie Bartlett, Managing Editor for the Williamson Herald. We cover news around the clock 7 days per week, not only for our print edition, but for our e-blast readers too, twice daily.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I meditate.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
This aquarium is awesome, Imogene. Here, lean in and let's pose for a selfie by the shark tank.
I don't like the look of those sharks, Cooter. They're staring at us like we're lunch.
Never mind them, Imogene. Here, lean in closer. You won't be in the picture.
Careful, Cooter. Don't put all your weight on the glass.
Say cheese, Imogene.
Look out, Cooter.
For emergency glass service, Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, 615-790-1977.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Puett Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Puett Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Puett Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
Have you ever thought we should really do something for that person? Trophy House Awards can make the recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. The Trophy House staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and the website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Were you born in a barn? You're letting all the AC out.
Make sure you shut down that video game console all the way.
They're paying attention. Are you passing on good energy saving habits?
Well, when you pay the electric bill, you can leave the windows open year round.
Save energy, save money. Find out how at togetherwesave.com.
Did somebody touch my thermostat?
A message from Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation, the power of the people.
For a great pizza experience, Nashville Pizza is the place to be. Nashville Pizza Company uses only the freshest ingredients and makes its pizza dough daily. It's never frozen and contains no sugar. Check out the delicious daily lunch specials. Menu items include appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and slices. Nashville Pizza, voted as a finalist for Nashville's best pizza. 152 Watson Glen Shopping Center on Highway 96 East and 2176 Hillsborough Road in Grassland. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. And Sunday, 12 to 8. For the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza.
Halftime, the Lady Patriots here in Rutherville pulled out a squeaker. Dixon County came back like a house on fire. Lady Patriots won a tight one, 65 to 61. We just got the final stats, and we appreciate the stat crew at Dixon County. They had a little computer, and they had a little printer, and I tell you what, they do a better job than me and Garth combined. Garth is over there working on, looks like a Jimungus hamburger. Oh, man, my mouth's watering. I got to talk on the air, and you brought a hamburger back. They go away. For the Dixon County Cougars, Ryan Roberts, number three, had 13 points. She's going to Freed Hardeman. She had 13 points, played 30 minutes. We also had Katie Roberts, had 7 points. Reagan Pervine had 11. K.K. Curtis did not score. Hannah Ingram had 10. And Olivia Reinhart had 20. Olivia Reinhart had 20 for a grand total of 61. For the Lady Page Patriots, Lily Wilkins was going to be the Gateway Player of the Week. She had 24 points. Abby Gobble played great defense, ended with 3. Faith Wilkin had 11. Delaney Noe, 11. Olivia Wilson, 4. Mackenzie Cochran, 8. Kayla Whitehead off the bench had 2. And Olivia Heyman off the bench had 2. Grand total, 65. And if you want to get down to interesting facts, those two subs that came in to play some important minutes when Olivia Wilson got foul trouble, their 2 points each was the difference in the score. Turnovers were 22 for Dixon County. They were 15 for Page. Page is now still back in first place, and it's been an interesting battle. We will see these two teams again probably in the district tournament in a couple of weeks. Boys action starts in 5 minutes. Margaret, let's go ahead and take another 4 minutes. Let's take another 4 minutes, and we'll be back here on AM 950.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Williamson Herald, Williamson County's only locally owned and operated newspaper, publishes every Thursday, bringing you the county's local news, local government, sports, entertainment, and human interest stories. If it's local to Williamson County, we are interested.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports, and it shows.
Call us at 790-6465. You can also go to our website at williamsonherald.com and sign up for our free daily e-blast to receive daily breaking news. I am publisher Derby Jones, and I appreciate your business.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
Planning your financial future can sometimes be extremely challenging. I'm Gina King, Vice President and Senior Trust Officer at Franklin Synergy Bank. With your priorities as our guide, you and I together will be able to create personalized wealth transfer strategies that will allow you to maintain your current lifestyle or providing for your loved ones and, if you choose so, give back to this treasured historical community. Give me a call today at 615-499-5540 to schedule an appointment, and let's review your future plans. I will be happy to meet with you at any of our 11 banking center locations across Williamson and Rutherford County. At Franklin Synergy, we understand the importance of your family, not just for today, but for generations to come. Give me a call today at 615-499-5540 to schedule an appointment and let's review your future plans.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Hey everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend Scott Murphy handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell them Stormy sent you.
It's 3 seconds before the action starts. If they're going to do another national anthem, then we'll take it back. I'm not so sure. They don't ever tell us. But what an exciting ball game we had earlier, 65-61. The Lady Patriots held on tooth and nail. The Lady Cougars made a frenetic comeback. Garthay trailed at 19 at one possession. At one point, clawed back, got the lead up 4 with 2:12 to go. But the Lady Patriots cools the other side of the pillow. And the player of the week, the freshman. My God, she's just a freshman. Is Lily Wilkins, 24 points, big win for the Lady Patriots.
There was no, when she made that behind-the-back dribble, penetration, and take it in to put them in the lead there with however many seconds left, that was the play of the game, in my opinion. But she had the strongest game tonight. I was very proud of that young lady.
All right, Margaret, let's go take 1 minute break. They're going to do the national anthem here. Do a Gateway Tire commercial. 1 minute, if you don't mind, here on Sports on AM 9.
Have you ever thought we should really do something for that person? Trophy House Awards can make the recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. The Trophy House staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and the website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. Take advantage of our full service center, including our new custom shop. Give us a call at 615-771-7080 for all your car needs, including Yokohama tires, custom wheels, and more. Gateway Tire and Service Center, your local Yokohama tire dealer.
Since 1949, Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service has been serving the automotive repair needs of generations of Williamson Countyans. The expert mechanics at Pewitt Brothers